Clouds of Witness by Dorothy L. Sayers, read by Ian Carmichael. The solution of the Riddlesdale mystery, with a report of the trial of the Duke of Denver before the House of Lords for murder. Chapter 1. Of His Malice Aforethought. Oh, who hath done this deed? Othello. Lord Peter Wimsey stretched himself luxuriously between the sheets provided by the Hotel Maurice. After his exertions in the unravelling of the Battersea mystery, he'd followed Sir Julian Freke's advice and taken a holiday. He'd felt suddenly weary of breakfasting every morning before his view over the Green Park. He'd realised that the picking up of first editions at sales afforded insufficient exercise for a man of 33. The very crimes of London were over-sophisticated. He had abandoned his flat and his friends and fled to the wilds of Corsica. For the last 3 months he had forsworn letters, newspapers and telegrams. He had tramped about the mountains, admiring from a cautious distance the wild beauty of Corsican peasant women, and studying the vendetta in its natural haunt. In such conditions, murder seemed not only reasonable but lovable. Bunter, his confidential man and assistant sleuth, had nobly sacrificed his civilised habits, had let his master go dirty and even unshaven, and had turned his faithful camera from the recording of fingerprints to that of craggy scenery. It had been very refreshing. Now, however, the call of the blood was upon Lord Peter. They had returned late last night in a vile train to Paris and had picked up their luggage. The autumn light filtering through the curtains touched caressingly the silver-topped bottles on the dressing-table, outlined an electric lampshade and the shape of the telephone. A noise of running water.